Okay, let's see. I just have a few environmental updates this week. Am I on? Yeah. Let's see. Really well-deserved news in the Albany Times-Union last Friday, December 24th, in a story by Stephanie Lee called Two Elises Tackle One Big Environmental Issue. Elise Kuntz and Elise Griffin, co-founders of CASE, the Community Advocates for Safe Emissions, were named among 10 regional residents in the Times Union's 2010 Top Newsmakers and Extraordinary People. Griffin and Kuntz are both lifelong locals and formed CASE 2 years ago to urge the state to crack down on the emissions produced by the Lafarge cement factory. Lafarge has operated since 1962 and is reported to be New York's second largest source of airborne mercury, a potent neurotoxin. The story goes on to say that neither Elise has a background in environmental issues. Griffin, 30, grew concerned when her then 4-year-old son was acting unusually aggressive. Tests revealed elevated levels of mercury and lead in his body. Though she can't be certain what caused those high levels, she has since moved her family to Albany, and her son is now functioning like all the other kids in his class. Kuntz, 46, recalls a childhood in Queens punctuated by asthma and sinus infections. The goal of CASE is not to shut down the Lafarge plant, but to make it cleaner, more advanced, and more transparent. Says Kuntz, "It's definitely been a learning curve for us to learn not only about the health issues, but to also try to understand the whole practice of making cement and how that can be done safely. We're going to live with the consequences of it for pretty much the rest of our lives." CASE is partnering with other groups to hire scientific experts to evaluate Lafarge's modernization proposal. So this is a pivotal time and a pivotal coming year for all the work they're doing, and they need your support. You can go to www.case-newyork.org. That's CASE-NY.org. Or you can write to them at P.O. Box 291, Ravenna, New York, 12143. Interestingly, after that article in this past Monday's Daily Mail, a new story appeared about how Lafarge is reclaiming its old quarries for eventual use as a public park. Once the land is mined to capacity, Lafarge's environmental manager, John Regan, said it will be covered with topsoil and planted with various indigenous plants to make a public park. So, that's at least some good news there, and you can read more about that story on the Newsroom blog at WGXC.org. In some other good environmental news, yesterday, 4 Columbia County property owners have permanently protected 185 acres of their properties, according to the CLC, Columbia Land Conservancy. The properties, owned by 2 couples, include protected wetlands and working farms. Joe and Diane Haley protected 110 acres in Ghent and Claverack. In Ancrum, William and Deborah Cohen protected their 75-acre property. William Cohen says, "My wife and I decided to put our land into a conservation easement because we wanted to preserve its astonishing natural beauty forever. Its essential purpose is farmland and provides a means to enjoy the simpler things in life." The property owners donated the development rights of their property to CLC, and this ensures that the property is permanently conserved. The property owners retain title to their property, pay property taxes, and can sell or pass the property to heirs. They can still farm on the land and are not required to allow public access. CLC now holds 150 easements that protects 21,135 acres. You can read more about this story at WGXC.org in the newsroom. In fracking news this week, the Delaware Riverkeeper is calling on their site for urgent help needed. Apparently, the DRBC, Delaware River Basin Commission, has prematurely issued draft natural gas development regulations for the Delaware River watershed. A cumulative impact analysis of natural gas drilling effects on the Delaware River Basin's water resources is in the final stages of federal funding approval, and that study was to have been completed before these gas rules were drafted by the DRBC. So, apparently, despite a storm of protests and requests from thousands of citizens and 77 organizations, including Governor Patterson, Congressman Maurice Hinchey, Congressman Rush Holt from New Jersey, New York City Mayor Bloomberg, and the Philadelphia City Council, for the DRBC to wait for the science before issuing their draft gas rules, the science-first plea has fallen on deaf ears at the DRBC. The DRBC has set only 90 days now for public comment. Given the fact this issue affects tens of thousands of people in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, there should be at least 6 months for review and public comment. It's a complicated issue, but one thing is very clear: the public participation process is sorely lacking. As Delaware Riverkeeper says on their site, we cannot sacrifice our water for gas. You can go to the Delaware Riverkeeper website, DelawareRiverkeeper.org, or call 1-800-8-DELAWARE to find out more about this and for a sample letter that you can sign and send. So, the frackers are really forging ahead quickly. I'm just going to play one song here before we get to the interviews we have today with Christina here on Tell It Like It Is.
Oh, precious land, you're in the wrong hands, stretched every way like a rubber band. I'm calling out to all earth fans, come on. I had a dream. I'm
talking.